lose too much time.
Bob, you've come halfway now, literally just about a few minutes ago. And do you see it all downhill from now, or is it just every day at a time?
Say when I was younger, I would say I'd be looking a lot more forward to it. As you get older, the more of these races, I find nagging injuries that kind of dominate, you know, start to dominate your thoughts, you know, in terms of what you're trying to do. I've been talking to some of the other runners, you know, the older runners, and they've talked about injuries too, like Mark Dorian and Ray Krolowitz. They're both great, you know, they've won a lot of races. And they've all dealt with hernias, and that's one of the problems I'm dealing with right now. I have a hernia that I woke up from sleep. So if it goes back to sleep, I'll be able to, you know, I'm looking for maybe the warm weather. It's Tuesday and Wednesday, it's supposed to go up in the 70s.
So get the healing from the heat coming. By the way, we can hear the pitter-patter of the rain overhead.
Yeah, you hear it a lot more. It's like when you hear it on this, even on your tents, it sounds a lot heavier than it really is. It's not really raining that hard right now. But, I mean, 9, 10 o'clock this morning, it was raining. It's raining.
You're glad you're here, though, right? You're here every year.
Oh, yeah, no. This is my 9th multi-day. And, yeah, multi-days are, you know, different kind of experience. I've gone through a lot of the other experiences with trail races and marathons, and multi-day running is unique in its own way. Actually, this year is a very competitive multi-day. They got some good runners here this year. I see Sarah Barnett and Kananikia. We're really, really close in their performances so far, and the top leaders in some of the other races also are really close. I'm not at that. This isn't happening for me this year. You know, I've had a couple of races where, you know, I wanted to go for it and look, you know, looking forward to the next day to see if I can make inroads on cutting down somebody's lead, but when you have health concern, then you, or physical concern, I should say health concern, but no physical concern.
It's just getting through it.
Yeah, right at the moment it is. And I'm just hoping that I'm taking it easy, I'm trying to rest a little bit, and it should go back to sleep. If it does that, then I'll be able to run, and hopefully, you know, maybe in the next day or two. That's what I'm really looking forward to doing.